Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Travis back with another episode of the Rep by Rep Strength Podcast. And today I just wanted to spend a few moments talking about exercise selection. So first thing that I was thinking about as I was driving into work today was that the group that I primarily work with is a highly competitive group. And this is a very, very good problem to have. But there's also another side to this coin here is I've got a very competitive group that's driven. So what problems can that create? And the problem is this primarily, is that they are always trying to push and burn the candle at both ends maximally all the time. Now, the problem with that is it can lead to burnout, injury, stuff like that. And sometimes, especially in group dynamics, we can have issues among team members or group members who become competitive with inappropriate exercises. So what I mean by that is there may be a group where one guy has a training age of 10 years old, another guy has a training age of 2 years old. And if those two are competing at the same exercise, same weight, I would almost always bet on the guy who has a training age of 10 years old over the guy who has a training age of 2. So, now the question is, how do we start to attack this problem in a group format? So, what we can do here is, basically, we still want to keep the competitiveness, but what we can focus on is, let's introduce new and different exercise selections so that we force them to go a little bit lighter based on the exercise. So I won't introduce this with everybody because not everybody is at the same level when they come in. But what we can look at here is, as an example, let's say I've got a group of three guys. They are all well-trained, well-developed, and I want them to squat twice per week. As an easy example, I can say, okay, on Tuesdays, we're going to back squat. On Thursdays, we're going to front squat. Now, I prefer most people front squat. That's not to say that back squats are bad, but especially in this specific type of format, because back squats will turn into a competition and technique will start to go down the drain. So we can start to pick exercises that force someone to retain perfect technique. So we could say, okay, you guys have been on this block of back squats and front squats twice per week. So now next block, what we can focus on is let's keep the front squats in there, but let's add an external stimuli of some kind, such as chains, bands, whatever. Or even if we want to keep back squats in there, we can do what's called a duff low bar, and we can hang weights off the ends that dangle and force the athlete to slow down. So now we're under tension longer. It's going to be a lighter load and ultimately going to lead to more muscular development. But one thing we want to keep in mind here is whenever we select exercises, what is this doing to overall fatigue from the week, from the day, but also the month? Because sometimes people will train so hard that they may not fully recover for weeks on end. Like, we may still see residuals that have stuck around because joints were not well prepped for that intense of a session. Or ligaments are a little, not feeling too good. Muscles are always ready to go. Tendons, ligaments, bone all take a little bit longer to recover. So those are just some concepts to start looking at for your own training is, okay, if I'm competitive by nature, even if I'm training alone and I still want to train hard and I want to lift heavy, or quote unquote heavy there, what are some exercises I can select that are new to me that will allow me to challenge myself, but I'm not going to push so hard that I'm getting hurt. So as the example I gave a little bit ago, you know, doing those Duffalo bar squats earlier in the week was such a new exercise to me that it forced me to back off by about 100 pounds and go a little bit slower. And now I'm feeling some soreness that's stuck around for a few days because it's such a novel stimuli to me. So the final point I wanted to make about exercise selection is you probably need less total number of exercises than you think and less variation than you think. As an example, I was just talking to a guy who's asking me about his chest workouts, about doing incline, flat dumbbell, decline dumbbell, and on with the number of exercises for a given chest day. Now, my response to him was, rather than look at trying to do all of those, how about we just do a simple flat dumbbell bench and focus on progressive overload, as well as trying to accomplish more sets block to block. So rather than trying to focus your efforts across many different exercises, let's narrow that focus down to one, maybe two exercises that will give us the biggest return on our time. And once we're warm, ready to go, push those really hard. And when you push them hard, obviously great technique first, but then second thing we're gonna look at is progressive overload. So even myself personally, earlier in the week when I was squatting, I made a jump from 223. And then for my final set, I went from 223 to 225. So I literally put tiny little 1-pounders on each side. But you know what? That's a record for me, even if it's by a small margin. A lot of people make mistakes when it comes to training because what they'll only see is the 45s and 25s are all that exist. And the issue with that, if you're making that big of a jumps on set to set, is you start to see technical failure earlier and earlier. And then as a result of that, then you don't have the time under tension necessary to develop size, strength, power, whatever. And now we're starting to see issues just because your ego is getting in the way. And that's where I see the ramps, alternating weeks where we have ramp sets and straight sets, and just that slow, gradual stair-step progression, week to week, month to month. And if you're consistent, you will notice some very, very good progress. So anyway, just a quick note there about exercise selection. So if there's anything that you have questions about specifically, please feel free to drop me an email, jtbearfitness@gmail.com. Also got an online, private online community that you can find at travisbarrett.com/community. It's a 1-week free trial for the Strength Circle. See if it's for you. All right, have a good day.